anyone studying chemistry, there's big news. 4 new entrants to the periodic table. If you can't remember that far back, the periodic table is that cool chart in science class that displays all the known chemical elements, hydrogen being number 1. These 4 new elements are man-made and highly unstable, and they don't really have names yet. I asked Andrea Sella about that. He's a chemistry professor at University College London.
Well, at the moment, they have some provisional names that are really quite unpronounceable. I mean, they're things like euunioctium, which is essentially a kind of placeholder name that means 118th element in the list. And so having really confirmed that these things exist, now the task is to figure out some nice sort of fun names that are actually memorable.
So I was always curious when I was in school, like how did einsteinium get its name and californium? I guess they're obvious, but how do you come up with a name for these 4 new elements?
In recent years, there's actually been, you know, a formal system that has been set up to actually come up with names. And so there's quite a bit of horse trading. But I mean, traditionally, the names of elements have either been associated either with people or with places, or perhaps with some figure from Greek mythology, you know, tantalum or niobium or promethium. Promethium after Prometheus, the man who stole the sacred fire. And promethium turns out to be a particularly disagreeable radioactive element that really kind of symbolizes, in a sense, you know, the attempt to tame the atom.
I don't know if you've got a special relationship with any of these 4 new elements, Professor Sella, but do you have a name that you'd like to see one of them get?
Oh, yes. I mean, I have a number of candidates. One, for example, I think might be daltonium. And John Dalton was the English chemist who really revived at the beginning of the 19th century the idea of the atom. And I think it would be nice to celebrate him. A second name that I think one ought to consider is actually ramsium. And that would be for element 118. And that's celebrating William Ramsay, the man who discovered all of the elements above 118, helium, neon, argon, krypton, and xenon, the noble gases. And I think it might be nice to celebrate him.
Why do you think it's important to have the right name with the right element?
When you don't know what something is called, it's very hard to pick it up and look at it. It's a strange thing. If you go out bird watching, I mean, most people will kind of look out there and go, well, you know, they're all little brown things. But if you've actually got an ornithologist, a bird watcher who actually knows what he's doing, then he'll be able to tell you that it's not just a little brown job. Oh, you know, take a look. That's, you know, this kind of warbler or that sort of sparrow. And suddenly that brings the whole thing alive, and you'll never look on those birds in quite the same way again. And I think it's very important, actually, to have names for things, because that gives them an individuality and makes it possible for us mentally to distinguish one from the other.
Given how big these projects are, does anyone ever suggest the mediocre way out, an acronym of the parties involved?
Yes, I'm sure that some kind of compromise might come out. But actually, there's a lack of romance about that. I mean, I actually think that it would be nice perhaps to go back to some of those delightfully named elements like praseodymium and neodymium, the green and the new twins, for example, that were discovered in the sort of 1880s or thereabouts. You know, naming things is always tricky, and, you know, the person who names it, you know, has a sense of pride. Who knows what they will come up with.
Andrea Sella, chemist at University College London, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
This is The World.